Here's your KNDY updated weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Mainly clear skies today with daytime highs approaching 93. Southeasterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight. Slight chance of thunderstorms. Lows level off around 73. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, it's 82 degrees.
Mid-America Network News. A Kansas man was convicted Wednesday of sexually assaulting an 8-year-old girl at a party in 2013. The Pawnee County Attorney's Office says 32-year-old James Spear, formerly of Scott City and Larned, Kansas, appeared in court this week for trial regarding two alleged sexual offenses that are alleged to have occurred in 2013. Spear is currently in the custody of the Kansas Department of Corrections, serving a sentence for 2015 convictions. A newly released law enforcement report is shedding light on the Shawnee County Sheriff's Office investigation into the deaths of a local child and his mother. On June 20th, deputies responded to a home in Topeka. They found Zarek Ozuna, 9, suffering from multiple wounds to the chest and neck. He died at the scene. His mother, Shyla Gorky, 29, died 4 days later. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Have you noticed that the number of box stores that sell bed mattresses is dwindling? There's a reason why people that dip their toes into the water of bed mattresses end up buying a Derby mattress of Derby. Lower everyday prices that beat the box store sales prices every day. Also, Derby Mattress is the only store in town that has natural organic latex with no man-made foams, as well as two-sided mattresses. For everyday low prices, go to Derby Mattress at 105 South Baltimore in Derby today.
If you're buying or selling real estate, needing an appraisal, or wanting to have an auction, it's time for you to call Floyd Auction and Real Estate Company in Kingman, Kansas. With over 90 years of combined experience, their licensed staff is eager to help in any way. Floyd Auction and Real Estate Company in Kingman, Kansas, 620-532-1887. And when you're ready for that auction and need to sell those tractors, trailers, combines, trucks, or construction equipment for top dollar, look no further than Amber Waves Auction. Amber Waves Auction and Floyd Auction and Real Estate Company in Kingman, Kansas. Online at AmberWavesAuction.com.
Kansas State Board of Education is seeking recommendations on addressing student use of cell phones in the state's classrooms. Dr. Randy Watson, Kansas Education Commissioner, is being requested by the board to form a blue ribbon task force charged with making guidance addressing the non-academic use of phones in pre-K through 12 classrooms. Melanie Haas, the chair of the Kansas State Board of Education, said it's going to take a concerted effort to address the amount of time our children spend on their own devices during instructional time. A Kansas native who commanded two space shuttle missions has passed away. The Kansas Cosmosphere shared the news that Joe Engel died Wednesday, July 10th. He was 91 years old. Engel was born in Chapman, Kansas. He earned a degree in aeronautical engineering from the University of Kansas. His family posted a message on Facebook noting his passing, saying, "Blessed with natural piloting skills, General Joe, as he was known to many, was happiest in any cockpit." I'm Stephanie Austin.
Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville is your reliable automotive repair shop. Servicing engines and transmissions, ACs, radiators, exhausts, and diagnostic checks. Did you know Dane's does tires? Carrying all major brands and sizes from trucks, ATVs, trailer, and farm implements, Dane's Automotive and Tire has you covered. With over 85 years combined experience, your locally owned and trusted repair and tire shop is Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-American Network News, I am Felix Johnson. Doan University announced earlier this week that it will be offering undergraduate programs at Southeast Community College's Lincoln campus this fall. The university has started leasing classroom and office spaces from SCC's campus at 88th and O Streets. As the programs include accounting, agribusiness, business administration, computing, human relations, and liberal arts studies. Doan and SCC have had this institutional agreement since fall 2022, as it allows for a seamless, cost-effective transition for for students who have completed their associate's degree to transfer those credits into a DOAN program, according to Southeast Community College. In other news, the 911 outages that affected eastern Nebraska in late 2023 and early 2024 have led the Nebraska Public Service Commission to file a complaint with Windstream, the telecommunications company whose systems failed. The investigation found that the company might have violated state regulations, according to Chairman Dan Watermeyer, Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Toppers Plus Truck and RV will hook you up for trailer and RV season. Get receiver hitches, goosenecks, fifth wheel hitches, brake controllers, and trailer wiring to ease the towing of your boat, cycle, RV, or lawn equipment. Choose from top brands of hitches, including B&W hitches, Curt, and Drawtite. Need to take your vehicle camping with you? Toppers Plus has Blue Ox base plates and tow bars. Get trailer season ready at Toppers Plus Truck and RV, 333 Northwest Street, or toppersplusks.com.
Make your job work for you!
Get ready for a night of nonstop laughs with the hilarious Mike Epps. Live on July 26th at First Council Resort and Casino.
I got a cousin, she's 700 pounds. She called me crying the other day. I said, what's wrong? They snatching women in the neighborhood. I said, what are you worried about?
Don't miss your chance to see Mike Epps up close and personal. Tickets available now at TicketStorm.com.
Me and LaQuisha went to...
Hurry, tickets are selling fast. That's TicketStorm.com.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Human remains found early Wednesday evening in Marshall County, northwest of Waterville, near Sunflower and Second Roads, have been identified as a missing Blue Rapids man, 36-year-old Cameron Shoptees. Identity was confirmed Thursday afternoon after a search of Shoptees was initiated last weekend. He'd last been seen at a Blue Rapids residence, 709 Chestnut, later that evening when foul play was suspected. KBI was called in last Saturday to assist. Agents have found evidence the man was murdered. A person of interest connected to the homicide is in custody on unrelated charges, and the investigation continues. Authorities do not believe that a threat to the community exists related to this case. Anyone with information about the investigation is asked to call the KBI at 1-800-KS-CRIME or submit tips anonymously online. Again, the human remains found Wednesday northwest of Waterville have been identified as a missing Blue Rapids man, Cameron Shoptees. The annual Lynn Picnic is Friday and Saturday with a petting zoo Friday, 5 until 8 p.m., kids' games 6 until 9, sing-along bingo and a street dancer Friday at 8. Saturday starts with a 5K run walk and breakfast 7 a.m., fishing for kids from 9 to 10:30. The vendor fair runs 10 to 1, and the Creamery Museum will be open until 3. A German lunch will serve at the East Shelter House in Lynn Saturday at 11, with cornhole at noon, free swimming at the Lynn City Pool from 1 to 4, a parade at 4:30, goat roping at 5, with bounce house fun 5 until 9, then a demolition derby begins Saturday evening at 6:30 during the annual Lynn Picnic. This year's theme, have a jumpin' good time, with full details online at the Lynn Booster Club Facebook page. Barnston Days kick off Friday evening with fun in the park featuring inflatables and kids' games 6 until 9, fireman's barbecue, little tugger tractor pull, three-point shooting contest, and Mr. B's piano music in the park. The flea market Saturday runs 9 to 4 with a one-mile fun run, predict walk 8 a.m., 10 a.m. parade, and fireman's barbecue 11 to 2. Cornhole, bingo, and other events planned Saturday to include a live music jam and street dance with a beer garden at 8. Sunday fun will include a garden tractor pull with registration at noon and a free road rally at 4, leaving the Barnston Community Center. Full details on the Barnston Community Days page on Facebook. Seneca American Legion riders will host their annual Smokin' Hogs Barbecue Contest and Bike Show Saturday at Seneca City Park with 12 hours of live music kicking off 10 a.m., followed by fireworks. Barbecue concessions available with People's Choice judging at noon for the first 50 entries. At $15 each. Bike show registration Saturday begins at 11 with awards at 2. The Stage in Virginia, Nebraska will host a second annual car and bike show Saturday, registration noon to 3 with live music Saturday evening at 7. The Stage has a Facebook page with more information. And Skyfest in Marysville is this Saturday and Sunday.
Skyfest Marysville is a two-day event. On Saturday, the fun starts at 4. We'll have lots of kids' activities. Everything from the Kids Discovery Center from Topeka is coming up. We've got some caricature artists, some balloon artists, and that's when Elliot Burns takes the stage. So he's an up-and-coming country star. He goes to K-State. He puts on a heck of a show. And he's opened for Logan Mize before, so that was one of the reasons that we turned to him. And then Logan takes the stage at 6:30. When he's done at 8:30, that's when those 5 balloons start to glow. And then when they're done, we have fire performers who will be wandering around for the big fireworks display that we say is the largest display in Northeast Kansas. Now, last year, when we did this event, people kind of jumped us because they said, you didn't tell us those hot air balloons were going to take off. And so that's why we turned this into a 2-day event. So on Sunday morning at 6 o'clock, those 5 hot air balloons will lift off and you'll see them flying over Marysville. At the same time, the Kiwanis are serving breakfast and we have an airplane fly in, and the Sunday activities take place at the airport.
Big crowds are expected for the event Saturday evening and Sunday morning.
You can't park on North 20th Street, but you can park in the Habitat parking lot, in the Landall Lanes parking lot, in the hospital's parking lot, and then in that Landall Airport parking lot at the corner of 20th Street and North Street. We'll have people in those parking lots, in all those parking lots, from 3 until 9 to help people. Every parking lot will have a color code. And when people leave their parking lot, they're going to get a ticket that says, you know, you're in the white parking lot. And then it has a phone number that if for some reason they get lost or can't figure out what's going on, there's a number they can call. When you get to the event, we'll have our QR code out. It's the same QR code that's on our posters, that's on the ads we have in the local newspaper. You just scan that and it takes you to our mobile website. And the mobile website has all the information that you want. Or you can hop on Facebook and Instagram. We have all of that information there as well.
Leo J. Schwartz, age 85, of Washington, passed away Friday. Funeral service Wednesday, 10 a.m. at the Washington Christian Church. Burial in the Washington City Cemetery. Visitation Tuesday, 1 until 7. Family will receive friends Tuesday from 5 until 7. At the Ward Funeral Home in Washington, in charge of arrangements for Leo Schwartz. Albert F. Olberding, Jr., age 80, of St. Benedict, passed away Sunday. Massive Christian burial Wednesday, 10:30 at the Sacred Heart Catholic Church, Baileyville. Burial at St. Benedict. Rosary Tuesday evening at 7 at the Lauer Funeral Home of Seneca, in charge of arrangements for Albert Olberding, Jr. Sylvester D. Fox, age 80, of Frankfort, passed away July 6th. A visitation is planned August 10th. Family receiving friends from noon until 5 at the Padden Funeral Chapel of Frankfort, in charge of arrangements for Sylvester Fox.
It's that time of year. Hey, Blue Valley customers, come see us this summer at one of the county fairs to pick up your customer appreciation coupons for the 4-H food stands. Help us celebrate another year of keeping our communities connected and how much we appreciate the opportunity to serve you. Find the full schedule at bluevalley.net/summer.
Here's a look at your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Over the next few days, as an expansive ridge of high pressure looks to gradually build eastward from the western U.S., expecting hot and muggy conditions here to wrap up your work week and right into your weekend as well, and still expecting highs in the lower 100s even into the day on Monday. A frontal boundary will start to work in from the northwest then by Tuesday into next Wednesday, finally bringing a chance for some showers and storms by the time we get to your Wednesday, and also some relief from the heat will ease back to some lower 80s for highs by the middle part of next week. But first, for this afternoon, we'll see a good deal of sunshine with high temperatures working up into the lower 90s. Some hit-or-miss type showers and storms possible late tonight into your Saturday morning. But as we clear out once again Saturday afternoon, approaching that 100-degree mark, and lower 100s both Sunday and right into your Monday. I'm meteorologist Michael Caro.
Average high temperature, mid-July, 91, record high on this date, 113. The average low, 69, the record low, 52. Sunset this evening, 8:54, sunrise in the morning at 6:11.
Wondering if the benefits of owning a pet outweigh the costs? We will share a few factors that won't show up on the balance sheet on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, July 12th, the 194th day of the year. Writer Henry David Thoreau was born in 1817, and Elvis Presley quit his job as a truck driver to become a recording artist on this day in 1954. A recent survey by Kent State University suggests that man's best friend might be due for an upgrade to a family's best friend. They found that kids who have a close bond with a dog tend to have better relationships with parents. The causal link isn't clear, but researchers suspect a positive feedback loop in which each relationship reinforces the other. They also confirm something else we already knew. Having a non-judgmental friend is soothing to the soul. Dogs prove to have a great calming effect for kids in stressful situations. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Hi, this is Sheriff Tim Ackerman. Keeping our communities within Marshall County safe while maintaining a department with a high level of integrity has been very important to me. To ensure my department has up-to-date information on current threats and needs within our communities, I am proudly a part of several sheriff associations, local organizations, FBI LEDA, and Attorney General's Human Trafficking Advisory Board. Re-elect me, Tim Ackerman, for sheriff on Tuesday, August 6th, to keep someone in office with the knowledge and connections necessary to keep our community safe. Tim Ackerman for Marshall County Sheriff. Paid for by Jerry Hosfeld.
What makes Tony's Meat Market in Marysville exceptional? It's you, the customer. The highest quality meat selection with prices that won't break the bank. Stop in Tuesday through Saturday and find yourself the perfect cut of beef, pork, or chicken for all your grilling summer needs. Special orders available, a drive-up window for your convenience, and a friend from the first visit. Swing by Tony's Meat Market on Highway 36 in Marysville and come see me, Tony, the meat man, and the rest of the crew and get your grilling party kicked off right.
The annual Inn Picnic is Friday and Saturday. Kids game 6 until 9 on Friday with sing-along bingo and a street dance at 8. Saturday, a vendor's fair runs 10 to 1. The Creamery Museum will be open until 3. They'll feature cornhole at noon, bounce house fun 5 until 9. The Demolition Derby Saturday begins at 6:30 at the annual Lynn Picnic. Have a jumpin' good time. Full details online at the Lynn Booster Club Facebook page. An invitation from Owens Originals in Washington. Send your sentiments in that special way that only flowers can deliver from Owens Originals. Blue Valley Technologies, a leader in the telecommunications industry, offering broadband service. Always your local provider, Blue Valley Technologies. Oldie Truck and Tractor Repair, diesel truck and tractor repair specializing in John Deere service. Oldie Tractor Repair. Find them on Facebook. And Your Country, KNDY, proud to serve the Lynn community since 1956. Reminding you, the annual Lynn Picnic is Friday and Saturday, July 12th and 13th.
Really
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. I'm Andy Hoosier. The Kansas City Royals are back in action after a day off yesterday as they've headed to the East Coast to take on the Boston Red Sox with first pitch tonight at 6 p.m. The Royals are coming off a doubleheader, one-day game and two games overall for the series against the Arizona Cardinals, where they ended up winning game number one in a 6-3 victory by the end of the day. However, even with the victory, still not helping them get out of that number three spot for the American League Central, sitting at 49-43. They are just three games behind the Minnesota Twins at 52-39, and now eight games behind the Cleveland Guardians at 57-33. Kansas City has the three games with the Red Sox before they head back to Kauffman Stadium, where they take on the White Sox from Chicago for a three-game series starting on Friday next week, giving the Royals four games off to be able to head back home and rest up. The Red Sox are in the number three slot for the American League East at 50-40. Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier.
A lot of homes built in the 90s still have their original siding and windows. If this is you, then call Burwell Construction at 316-794-3430. New siding and windows can make your house more energy efficient. Burwell Construction has been a trusted name for thousands of homeowners. Call them today, 316-794-3430, and let Burwell Construction give you a free estimate on windows and siding. And Burwell Construction will take care of all your guttering needs. Find them online at burwellconstruction.com.
If it's built well, it's Burwell. Burwell Construction.
Looking for Jasmine Brown. Caught the head to it! And her third goal of the year!
Hey, Wildcat fans, it's time to watch K-State soccer. Order your season tickets now to see action like this all year.
Top of the D. Turn, shoots, onto the keeper, and scores!
Prices start at just $40 with a Wildcat 4-pack. The best deal for your whole family. Order or renew now by calling 1-800-221-CATS or visiting kstatesports.com today. Go Cats!
A 13-year-old boy from Heston, Kansas has made an accomplishment that the National Registry of Hole-in-Ones in golf say that are near impossible, as they say that he hit two holes-in-one back-to-back, with the odds of that coming out to 67 million to one. As KSN News reports, that the event happened after Evan Cohen was going through his first round of the junior golf tournament in Andover, Kansas.
Pretty shy sometimes. And, like, there's probably kids in my group that were more excited than I was about it. I kind of just stood there and still couldn't believe it. That just dropped. There's a group in front of us, they were watching. Then the group behind us were watching. And then there's a bunch of parents watching. So it was fun to hit another one. And it was just shocking still.
That audio from KSN News, where he started the first round of the tournament on the back nine of the Terradyne Country Club, with the first ace coming on hole 12, and said by the time he lined up for his second ace on hole 8, a crowd was already gathering to watch him. Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports.
For the best in farming equipment with the service to back it, there is only one Bruna Implement Company, your local Case IH dealer. Since 1947, the staff of Bruna Implement Company works daily to provide the best parts and service when you need it the most. Bruna Implement Company has been family-owned for three generations. They know what it takes to be successful as your area Case IH dealer in Marysville, Washington, Clay Center, Seneca, Hiawatha, and now Humboldt, Nebraska.
Anyone can sell you soybean seed. Channel Seedsman place product to perform. With Channel ExtendFlex soybeans and Channel Roundup Ready 2 Extend soybeans, you'll get the superior weed control you want and the high yield potential you need. Make the most of next season with the Roundup Ready Extend crop system and expert recommendations from Channel Seedsman. Ask a seedsman in your area for recommendations for your fields. Check with your state pesticide regulatory agency for specific restrictions in your state. Always read and follow pesticide label directions.
Agriculture. Our country was built on it. Our children are fed by it. No one quite understands the unique needs of the farmer like United Bank and Trust. Whether you raise crops or livestock, you need the right equipment at the right time. Our ag loans can help you acquire and maintain that equipment when and where you need it. Contact one of our experienced ag lenders today. United Bank and Trust. Banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
When starting any project around your home, you want prices that are reasonable and advice you can trust. From finding the right lighting fixture or plumbing piece to drawing up plans for a full remodel or new build, the knowledgeable staff at Hometown Lumber in Marysville and Axel Lumber are here for you. Stop in Monday through Saturday or visit axellumber.com to see what they can offer. With all your building needs and options to fix any budget, your partner from start to finish is Hometown Lumber in Marysville and Axtell Lumber.
Save your vegetables from hungry woodchucks with a secure fence. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Fencing is the most effective method, although not necessarily the most attractive and practical. You'll need a 6-foot-high fence of hardware cloth or chicken wire. Bury the bottom 10 inches in the soil to discourage woodchucks from burrowing under the fence. Leave the top 12 inches of the fence unattached to the post and bent outward to prevent them from climbing. Or lay 3 feet wide strips of chicken wire on the ground around your garden. Then stand a 4 to 6 feet high vertical fence on top, so 6 inches of the ground level fencing is on the inside and the other 30 inches is on the outside of the garden area. Leave the top 12 inches of the vertical fence unattached and bent away from the garden. Always secure the gate area to prevent animals from gaining access to the garden. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
In 1869, Wyoming Territory gave women the right to vote and to hold public office. Just a few months after the legislation passed, the state had its first woman office holder, and her story is one honored in the U.S. Capitol. The story is next on the American Countryside.
What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine. Not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive, delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com and never miss a beat.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
In 1869, Wyoming Territory was considering allowing women the right to vote. When a bill was passed in December of that year, some thought Governor John Campbell would veto it.
They don't think he's actually going to go through with this plan. They were trying to embarrass him. And he says, no, this is an excellent idea. Let's sign it. So he signs this bill, gives women the right to vote, but also to hold public office.
Joseph Ashman says there were people in the territory not happy with the governor's decision, including one man here in South Pass City, from where Joseph shares this story.
There's a man here who is the current Justice of the Peace, and he is not happy with this bill being signed. So as a result, he ends up resigning from his position.
The vacancy meant someone needed to be appointed to fill that position.
Esther Hobart Morris, who comes from back east, needs a job. She sees this job position opening up and she says, you know what? I can do that.
And she was appointed to that position. It was a newsworthy moment with Wyoming giving women the right to vote and Esther, the first woman to hold judicial office in the country. And some say even the modern world.
By all counts, we hear that she's an extremely fair judge. She was the first female justice of the peace throughout the entirety of the United States because Wyoming was the first place to not only give the women the right to vote, but also give them the right to hold public office.
In fact, Esther Hobart Morris is honored in Statuary Hall inside the U.S. Capitol for her noteworthy achievement. Joseph says there's one case she handled here that was quite intriguing.
The individual is brought before her for drunken disorderly conduct, and it's her husband. So she sends him over to the jail to sober up a bit.
Esther was Justice of the Peace for just 8 months, but her story is one that highlights women's rights that were gained throughout 19th century America. Traveling the countryside in South Pass City, Wyoming, I'm Andrew McRae.
There will be an auction featuring tools and household items for Betty and Hank Sisk Saturday, July 13th, 10 a.m. at 600 Chestnut in Frankfort. They'll be selling a 16-cubic-foot upright freezer, Craftsman power tools including a table saw, radial arm saw, band saw, disc sander, router, planer, other hand tools, plus a metal cabinet, floor jack, jack stands, metal car ramps, an air bubble, cordless weed eater, hedge trimmers, electric leaf blower. Furniture items include an oak four-piece, queen-size bedroom set with a Sleep Number bed, three-piece full-size bedroom set, dining table, extra leaves, six padded chairs, plus a number of household items and miscellaneous. This public auction with tools and household items for Betty and Hank Sisk will be Saturday, July 13th, 10 a.m. in Frankfort at 600 Chestnut. Olmsted and Sandstrom will be the auctioneers.
You just never know the secrets your plants are holding. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. A California woman explores the link between botany and booze as she's living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Successful Farming presents the 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast. In each episode, a successful farming editor has a quick conversation with a farmer, chock full of stories and advice from their area of agriculture. They're interesting, educational, and perfect for your busy schedule. Search for 15 Minutes with a Farmer wherever you download your podcasts.
We could try to explain what it feels like to get your work done on a John Deere. The way a Z-Track mower finishes in half the time you thought it would. Or how much easier it is to move mountains of soil with a 1-Series tractor. We could even go into detail about how it feels to tow up to 4,000 pounds behind a Gator XUV. But if you really want to know what it's like to run with us, you just have to get in the seat. Learn more at johndeere.com/get-in-the-seat or visit a dealer near you.
Grapes give us wine. Scotch comes from barley, rum from sugarcane, and bourbon from corn. In other words, your favorite cocktails started in the dirt. Amy Stewart of Eureka, California is an author, garden writer, and has a deep appreciation for botanicals in our favorite alcoholic drinks. She says she was walking through a liquor store with a friend and started naming off all the plants that were listed on the bottles.
Oh, look, there's agave, and there's corn, and there's potatoes. And so from that, I was like, you know what? Somebody should really write a book about that. Because if you think about it, every single thing in all of these bottles is a plant. They're nothing but plants. And I don't think anybody has talked about that really from the point of view of the plants.
So Amy started researching plants that become alcohol, their origins and traditions, and wrote a lighthearted book called The Drunken Botanist. For example, American colonists fermented parsnips, and Ugandans make beer from bananas. She says if you know how your favorite spirits evolved, you'll have a better idea of what to pair them with in the glass. She also writes about plants that are added to alcohol to change its flavor. On the side, Amy grows her own cocktail garden.
So, for instance, I have elderflowers, which are used in French liqueurs. I grow sloes, which is a very tart fruit and is an ingredient in slow gin. But then I also have a lot of little herbs and small fruits and vegetables that are just garnishes. Like there's a particular mint that is best for mint juleps, so I grow that one. And there's a different one that's best for mojitos, so I have that one as well.
Amy says she's hosted many parties to hone her research and writing. Learn more about The Drunken Botanist at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
KNDY.
Some prominent universities have gotten a black eye lately, but let me tell you about something happening in such places that's good. Hi, I'm Rob West with today's Faith and Finance Minute. In recent years, some of the top schools in America have added instruction in personal finance. Harvard, Princeton, Yale, and other schools have figured out that many of their incoming students don't know much about practical money management, and they need to. Handling money wisely is a critical life skill, and I'm glad to see so many schools recognizing that and doing something about it. But you know what? You don't have to attend an expensive Ivy League school to get a financial education. We have loads of articles and other money management resources available on our website and in the FaithFi app. Connect with a certified Kingdom advisor who's been trained to deliver financial advice that aligns with your Christian values by visiting our website, faithfi.com.
The frustrating narrative about beef and sustainability, today on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits, like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic, and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for R-H-I-Z-O-L from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Friona Industries is an Amarillo, Texas-based company operating 8 beef feedlots. During a recent event in South Dakota, Friona's chairman and CEO Don Gales pointed out how some media are positioning the industry.
When's the last time in the New York Times, the Wall Street Journal, or the Post that there was a positive article about beef and what it means and how we're doing things to improve? You know, depending on the different audience, that's their data inputs. And when was the last time our industry had a positive article in one of those?
As a result, says Gales, people get the wrong idea about beef and sustainability.
Their perception on cattle and agriculture in general is usually whatever they read in the Wall Street Journal. And just sitting around and chatting, well, what do you do? And, you know, they look at me like, you know, you got horns growing out of your head and, you know, beef is bad. But when you do start chatting with them, it's how they upload their information, what they consider true information.
Gales calls those misconceptions the biggest thing the industry has to think about. And he adds, it's a challenge the industry needs to address. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Good Friday. Sam Speck with your latest agricultural news here on the Mid-America Ag Network. The United States government recently tallied two important facts. The first has to do with last year's corn crop. They have 37% more of it left in the bin today than they did at this time back in 2023. The second is that as of June 1st, when 91% of the corn crop had already been planted, they intended to push acreage from about 90 million to just under 91.5 million. It was an ugly day, as University of Minnesota ag economist Ed Ussett said. It may not get better for those farmers holding on to last year's corn crop.
Well, my fear is we're at low prices for the entire year as we come upon July 1. Here we are. Values are as low as they've been all year, as low as they've been for quite some time. It's not good stuff. What's going on, this 11th commandment of grain marketing, thou shalt not hold on price grain beyond July 1. You got two things happening, or two things that tend to happen. You've got new crop futures have a tendency to decline from spring to fall in both corn and soybeans. It's not certainty, but it's pretty strong, a strong tendency in corn, a pretty strong tendency soybean.
The second thing is that basis, or the difference between prices in the Chicago Board of Trade and those at the local grain elevator, tend to break going into fall. Ussett has advice for farmers needing to sell old crop grain. Sell it on a rally, but that's more like an up day rather than a full-blown move higher for the new crop. Wait, he says, don't chase it lower. He says he recalls telling someone here a month ago when December corn was at 460, 470, closing in on 5. If conditions are right, the new corn crop could be at 420 or 430. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest check of agricultural news here on this Friday, only here on the Mid-America Ag Network.
It's a beautiful day and your crops look better than they have in years. It's amazing what one hail cloud can do. Don't gamble with your crops and call Midwest Ag Professionals Crop Insurance in Jetmore, Kansas at 620-357-6390. Midwest Ag Professionals would like to also remind all the area farmers that July 15th is the last day to sign up for your annual forage policy. Don't hesitate. Call the Midwest Ag Professional team at 620-357-6390 and get the most out of your insurance dollar.
Hydraulics are a big component, from tractors to excavators,
from construction to farming.
Call the name that you should know, The Hydraulic Shop.
With over 16 years of experience, Charity and the team can get your hydraulics fixed and have your equipment back up and running with minimal downtime. For all your hydraulic needs, whether it's big or small, we service them all. Call Charity and the team at 316-358-7335. That's 316-358-7335.
Attention farmers and livestock owners. Looking for top quality feed and essential supplies for your animals? Look no further than Home City Grain. Offering a wide variety of feed options for small and large livestock, as well as smart lick tubs, perfect for providing essential nutrients to your herd. Contact Home City Grain today at 785-799-3326 or find them online at homecitygrain.com for up-to-the-minute grain bids, weather outlook, and more.
Soybean fields can be damaged and even destroyed by hungry deer. One researcher is keeping deer out with repellents on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Interact with Successful Farming on social media. Like us on Facebook at Successful Farming USA and follow us on X at Successful Farm for tips, ideas, timely news, and information from our editors. Find us on Instagram at Successful_Farming and love the latest photo or video. And take a look behind the scenes with our editors on TikTok at Successful_Farming.
When you protect your corn and soy crops with Miravis Neal fungicide, you'll start seeing a lot more than just cleaner and greener fields. You'll get longer lasting disease control, better plant health benefits, less plant stress, higher potential yield, and increased ROI potential. Ask your Syngenta retailer about Miravis Neo and start seeing more green in your fields, on your yield monitor, and in your wallet.
Always read and follow label instructions.
White-tailed deer love to dine on soybeans, but if they feed heavily while the plant is growing and spreading out nodes, it can have a devastating effect on yields. Corey Heaton is an Extension Assistant Professor of Wildlife and Fisheries Biology at Clemson University. He's done research trials with 15 commercial chemical repellents over the past couple of years and is impressed by what he's seen.
If we can go back and use Aldicarb within the labeled rate for early season insect control in soybeans, we're getting spectacular deer control as well. So it's kind of a freebie there. And most of the commercial repellents that we've tested have produced pretty decent results on keeping deer out of those beans. Depending on the product, it looks like we get about a 10-day to 2-week window, and of course that's going to be dependent on rain.
Deer tend to browse on the edges of a soybean field. They will occasionally wander farther in, but Heaton says they probably feel safer staying along the edge. However, when you apply the repellent, you will have to spray more than just the edges.
You're really going to have to spray the whole field, because what we saw in research plots, when we just treat the edges of the field, the deer actually just move right through that treated area and go further out in the field and start feeding. So if you don't treat the whole field, they will walk out further and feed deeper into the field than normal.
Ideally, Hinton says plants should be treated with a repellent as soon as they emerge to give them a fighting chance. Later on, if you see deer hitting the fields, go in and spray again. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about keeping the deer from dining on your soybeans at agriculture.com.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by AgriTech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Jacob Clout. Three different fungal diseases, southern rust, gray leaf spot, and tar spot, disrupt corn production across the United States. K-State row crop plant pathologist Rodrigo Onofre discusses southern rust, a fungus affecting the southern U.S.
Southern rust, it can be a problem for us. However, it has not been reported in Kansas so far. Southern rust is right now in Louisiana, I think Georgia as well, in the southern states. And typically, we find it here, I would say, early July, mid-July, it's when it makes its arrival here in Kansas. But as I mentioned, we haven't found it yet. And when you're scouting for southern rust, right, it could be anywhere on that canopy, from the tassel up those lower leaves, because that disease gets spread through the wind. So when those spores lands, germinate, and infects the plant, it could be pretty much anywhere on that canopy, right?
Kansans deal with gray leaf spot on a yearly basis. Anna Frey shares more about the fungal disease, noting that it affects a lot of corn hybrids.
Gray leaf spot, it's, I would say, our year-to-year battle that we have here in Kansas. A lot of our hybrids are quite susceptible and can be a problem if you're corn on corn or have had history with gray leaf spot, because it can survive in the crop residue. Gray leaf spot, it's, I would say, we're starting to see gray leaf spot about like two weeks ago, like when disease really started, and starts from the bottom up into the canopy. I would say check your hybrid susceptibility. Resistant hybrids typically will not need a fungicide. But if you have a moderate susceptible or susceptible hybrid and have had problems before, I'll definitely keep an eye and keep scouting those fields and see where disease is in the canopy. Gray leaf spot, our fungicide recommendation is around that VTR1. In terms of timing, there are a lot of good options for managing this disease in terms of our fungicides too, right?
He explains where tar spot has been seen around the state and timing considerations for applying a fungal herbicide.
Tar spot is still an emerging disease for us here in Kansas. There's a lot to know and a lot to explore. So far, across, I'd say, the northeast part of the state, very, very low levels of tar spot. I know a lot of folks are scouting their fields weekly and trying to be ahead of the game here too. Tar spot, our fungicide timing, we're trying to do between V10 and VT for our first application, followed by a second application around R1, R3 if needed, right?
That was K-State row crop plant pathologist Rodrigo Onofre on three fungal diseases impacting U.S. corn production. I'm Jacob Clout. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Clothing, boots, accessories, and more in stock at Valley Vet Supply in Marysville, where great prices come with friendly service. For the Western or everyday work lifestyle, outfit every member of your crew with jeans, boots, shirts, outerwear, and accessories, too. Plus, ranchers know that everything to keep your animal healthy and safe is found at Valley Vet. Order online for delivery or pick up in store. Valley Vet Supply in Marysville, your dedicated source for all things livestock, pet, and horse supplies.
Good Friday afternoon. Sam Speck with your latest market information here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, as we pass through midday, we are still seeing mostly higher numbers in the livestock and choppy two-sided trade in the grains and the oil seeds, still responding to today's most recent July WASD report that was out at 11 o'clock today. But into the afternoon now, we see August soybeans down 8 3/4 at 11.08 and a quarter. September's down 2.5 at 10.61, and then slight gains beyond that. July soybean meal down 5.30 to 373.10, and July soybean oil up 44 to 47.55, but the rest of the complex is lower. Cotton actually trending higher today, with December cotton up 42 at 71.29. Into the grains, we see July corn down 6 3/4 at $4 a bushel. September's actually unchanged at $4.25, and then slight gains beyond that. Tough day for the wheat market. Chicago spring Kansas City wheat responding negatively to the WASD report. September Kansas City wheat down 15 at 5.68 3/4. December down 14.5 at 5.87 1/4. Mixed in the oats, September up a penny to 3.15 1/4. Still a decent day in the livestock. Stock with August live cattle up 60 cents at 182.85, October to 184.25, that's 75 cents higher. Triple digit gains for the feeders. August feeder cattle up 282 to 258.97, September up 167 to 258.02, and gains in the hogs as well. July lean hogs up 7 to 88.62, August up 212 at 88.80. Taking a look down Wall Street now, we see the Dow Jones up over 400 points, 411 in the green at 40,165. The S&Ps at 58 at 5,642, and the NASDAQ up 217 at 18,500. Taking a look now into the energy markets, crude oil is down a penny at $82.60 a gallon. On the gas is mostly unchanged, but slightly higher at $2.52 a gallon. Heating oil also mostly unchanged at $2.53, and natural gas up 6 at $2.32. Lastly, the dollar index down 29 to 103.83.
SDX Board is offering you freedom from down payments and no monthly car payments all summer long. Celebrate your independence by breaking free from monthly payments for up to 90 days. Rusty Eck Ford has explosive deals on over 200 new Fords with rates as low as 0% APR or 2023 Ford Escape plug-in hybrid 0% APR for 60 months or 2023 Mach-E 0% APR for 72 months or get a 2023 Ford F-150 1.9% APR for 72 months. Don't miss out on these star-spangled savings with no payments this summer. Take advantage of freedom from down payments and independence from monthly payments for up to 90 days. Visit Rusty Eck Ford or RustyEckFord.com today.
Absolutely unbeatable.
Escape 1667 per thousand financed. Mach-E 1389 per thousand financed. F-150 1471 per thousand financed. Plus taxes and fees. Offers can't be combined with approved credit. Must finance with Ford Motor Credit.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. A big rally to end the week. The NASDAQ and S&P have rebounded from Thursday's losses. Headed into the midday, the Standard & Poor's was ahead nearly 1%. The NASDAQ was over 1% higher. The Dow Jones had gained 337 points and was back over 40,000. Travel may be up, but Delta Airlines' profits were weighed down in the last quarter. CEO Ed Bastian says a glut of seats is pushing down airfares by more than 5% compared to a year ago. Cooling inflation might hit American seniors in the pocketbook. The latest estimate for Social Security's cost of living adjustment for next year suggests payments will go up about 2.7%. That's down from earlier estimates this year of more than 3%. The price of U.S. postage stamps will go up for the second time this year starting Sunday. The 5-cent increase pushes the price of first-class stamps to 73 cents. It ties the record for the biggest hike ever. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Beat the heat this weekend with the J&M Liquor Beer Garden at the Barneson Community Days, serving Saturday all day with live entertainment at the community center. Still your home for the hardest liquor and coldest beer on the south side of Wymore. Stop by the J&M Liquor Beer Garden at this year's Barneson Community Days.
Choreographed fireworks live in Marysville during Skyfest Saturday, 2 a.m., 1570 FM, 94.1, on air online and on our mobile app.
KNDY.